A reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, sisters and brothers. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord. These sentences, not many of you were wise by human standards, not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing. These sentences certainly give us something to think about. God chose and continues to choose the lowly. God chose those of us who count for nothing in the eyes of our consumer power-driven existence, and God still does. Does this reading of Paul not take you back to your Old Testament studies? Here are two connections. The first is from the book of Leviticus. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. And from Deuteronomy. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. Remember the term Anawim? But are these people the Anawim? Or are we the Anawim? One definition reads, the Anawim of the Old Testament were the poor of every sort, the vulnerable, the marginalized, and socioeconomically oppressed, those of lowly status without earthly power. In fact, they depended totally on God for whatever they owned. The Hebrew word Anawim means those who are bowed down. This definition comes to us from Sister Joan Roccasalvo, CSJ, in a 2012 article from Catholic News Agency. So here we are, students of God's classroom, day by day trying to do the right thing. Here we are, exposed to needs beyond counting, viewing misery on TV, seeing homeless with brown cardboard signs, passing wheelchair-bound senior citizens with faraway gazes. Here we are picking up the morning paper filled with story after story that makes us catch our breath. So much is sad, is wrong. When we look at ourselves, perhaps we feel like the Anawim, the vulnerable, of lowly status without earthly power. Or perhaps we see how we have been chosen to make a statement with our lives that may give pause to the rich and famous and powerful. When we look at ourselves, perhaps we stop there. But maybe we should not. Maybe we should consider that the Anawim, as the Anawim of the Old Testament, the poor of every sort, still exist today. That yes, we read about the vulnerable, the marginalized, the socioeconomically oppressed, those of lowly status without earthly power. Maybe, no, not maybe, but really, we should take any strength or opportunity or call we have to be a voice, to be a home, to be a loaf of bread or a hot cup of coffee, to be a vote, to be a friend, to be a hug or a handshake. As Deuteronomy points out, we will always have some in need. But this does not say we should shrug this responsibility off. Maybe accepting this responsibility comes easy for some. Maybe it is a severe challenge for others. But all of us, the 2017 Anawim, the social activists, the leaders with little and the leaders with a lot, even the worldly successful, have opportunities. We need only look around and let the view, the noise, the call, the cries really sink in. Little ones of the world, your role, our role is so important. Pray for us.